time is limited.
How many Wednesdays do you have left? How many months? How many weeks? How many years? How many minutes? That clock is ticking, and it's going to run out.
There's people with dreams.
Incredible dreams. Beautiful dreams. Heartwarming dreams. But who executes? Without execution, those dreams are nothing. Without execution, those goals are nothing. Without execution, those ideas are nothing. Without execution, you become nothing.
How strong is your movement? What time do you wake up in the morning? What time do you go to sleep? And how much time do you waste throughout the day?
The plan, the idea, the thought doesn't matter. If you want to win, you have to execute. So what are you doing with your time? Are you doing something productive? Are you moving towards a goal? Making yourself better? Or are you letting time slip by, wasted, consuming garbage with no purpose and no point? Stop wasting time and get after it. It's little decisions that put you on the right path.
Are you working out today or sleeping in? Are you studying today or wasting time? Are you making yourself better today or slacking off? When you make your decision, make the right decision.
What would happen to your life if you decided to stop counting the costs? If you started doing whatever is required? If you stopped holding yourself back?
What could you be if you worked as hard as you could? What could you be if you imposed real discipline in your life? I say you crank up the volume on that voice. Crank up the volume on that question. Max it out. And then go get some.
You got to get to the point where you don't care how it feels. You don't care whether you want to do it, whether you don't want to do it, whether it's easy, whether it's hard. None of that matters. All that matters is that you get it done every single day. You do whatever it takes.
So if you're running 30 miles a week, run 33. If you're swimming 500 meters, swim 550. If some of you aren't doing you're 10% just getting off the couch. The more you walk away from accountability, the weaker you become. Find yourself in the grip of life. You can't find yourself by doing nothing.
When you get to that point, it's not just a mindset. It becomes a fucking lifestyle. You become an unstoppable, disciplined, motherfucking machine, and you create a life of greatness.
That's why I'm successful. I got that dog. After 20 years of doing it, I still got that dog. And with that dog, I execute. Sharks are hunters and predators. They never stop swimming. In fact, if a shark stops swimming, it will die. If a shark goes backwards, it will die. Think like a shark, act like a shark, and behave like a shark. In order for you to rise up, you better take your game to the next level. Your mindset needs to go to the next level. Your information needs to go to the next level. I'm going to think, I'm going to execute, and I'm going to win. I'm going to execute what I've been trained to do. And that's how you get to the next level.
If you want to be great, if you want to reach a level others will be measured by, you've got to be willing to work every single waking hour. You've got to be fucking obsessed. You've got to be willing to get it done or die trying. Rest when you must. Recover when needed. But don't ever stop grinding. Never take your foot off the gas. Never stop. Never quit. You got to dedicate every single hour of every single day, of every single week, of every single fucking year for many years to reach greatness.
When you are consistently hammering on that project, on that goal, on that dream, you will no longer be dreaming about success. You'll be living it.
The thing that's different about people who win consistently across the course of their life is that we expect the wins to happen all the time. They don't come as a surprise. Wins don't shock winners. They aren't amazed when they got a win any more than Michael Jordan was amazed when he hit a game-winning shot. That's what he expected. That's what we focused on. That's what we acted to do. That's what we worked to do. And because of all those things, we expect to win every time. Zero exceptions. True winners, they never lose focus. They always focus on the goal. They always focus on the process. And they always focus on being the absolute best that they can. The greatest of all time, the Tom Brady's, the Michael Jordan's, the Kobe Bryant's of the world. They might celebrate hard, but they don't celebrate long. Come Monday, come the next morning, they're back at it. They're focused, they're undistracted, they're driven, they're enjoying their progress, they're enjoying their wins, but they're not over celebrating them. And that's the attitude you have to have toward a single victory if you want to make it a lifestyle and a lifetime of winning.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. You don't have time. You don't have support. You don't have the equipment or the gear. You're too busy and you're too tired. Or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies.
You cannot let your impulses govern and rule your life.
I just don't want you to make the same stupid mistakes over and over and over again and call it life.
I don't want you to keep doing dumb stuff and say, my life is miserable. No, your life is not miserable. Your ability to edit, to make adjustments, to make corrections is messed up.
If you don't like where you are right now, turn around and look at what you've done. You've built every single step to create this. No accidents. Just taking the easy road too many times, not getting up, not going for that extra rep, putting that extra mile in, the little inches of life that add up to be first place or forgotten.
Consistency is having a goal, and when you wake up that day and you don't feel like it, you still do what you told yourself you was going to do. It is the days you don't feel like doing it, but you look at your wife, you look at your kids, and you realize that I am where I am because of other people's sacrifice. I got to get up and make it happen, even though I don't want to get up and make it happen.
You're going to wake up most days and not be pumped up. You're going to wake up most days and not feel like doing it. But when you can get to a point that you do it anyway, then there's no way you won't reach any of your goals.
When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare, and diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much.
This has everything to do with pride. You gotta take pride.
I need you to give 120% and do it for the pride of who you are.
Because life is gonna give you back what you give it.
And your problem is you're not intentional and deliberate. You wake up on Monday and you might be strong, but by Wednesday, you're not intentional and deliberate. You are hoping that the best is gonna happen to you, and the best never happens to you. You gotta decide that you're gonna do something, and you gotta do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is gonna happen to you.
If dreams were easy, everybody would make them happen. The problem is that most people, they can't get up in the morning. They ain't got no energy. Stuff is just, you gotta be powerful. You wake up, take you 3 weeks to do what it can take 24 hours to do. It don't make you a bad person, but you're gonna forever be average, because to be great, you got to keep up.
What does a $500,000 a year person do the $50,000 a year person doesn't do? He does everything he's supposed to and a little bit more. He works hard and a little bit more. He makes money a little bit more. He saves money a little bit more. There's no easy way to the top. If you want to win in this life, you got to do what you're supposed to and a little bit more, and you can't ever stop at the finish line. You know what you got to do to hit a golf ball like me? You got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. You go down, you hit 1,000 golf balls. You hit so many golf balls that your hand starts bleeding. Then you run up to the clubhouse, you wash that blood off your hand, you slap a bandage on it, and you go down, you hit 1,000 golf balls. Yeah, you'd love to hit a golf ball like me if it was easy. Well, nothing good comes easy.
I don't care what's going on around you, because it's not what happens around you that determines your success. It's what happens inside you. And you can't control the elements, but you can control your attitude, and you can control your mindset.
You get one shot, you better make the kind of decisions that's going to take you to the NBA. You better make the right decisions that's going to take you to the NFL. It's one thing to dream about your destiny, but it's another thing to wake up when you know you're supposed to wake up, to write when you don't feel like writing that paper, to say no to that party, saying no to quitting when you still got 100 more shots to make, saying no when your body said stop, but you put in 50 more push-ups. You can't just talk about it. You gotta be about it.
Almost everybody gets there. Almost everybody's over the hump. Almost everybody has it going. Almost is a way of life to almost everybody, but the winners, they do it. What do? They do whatever it takes to get the job done. They do it and do it and do it and do it until the job gets done. And then they talk about how great it is to have achieved something unique and how glad they are that they didn't quit like everybody else.
And I'm telling you, you have not given yourself enough credit to say, I just need to get up a half hour earlier and my whole life will change. I just need to get up 1 hour early. I just need to work 1 hour longer. I need to stop hitting that snooze button. If you were to make that one change, that one sacrifice, you would stop dreaming and start living it.
What do you want in your marriage? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? How much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it.